Well, it's Monday, May the 6th, 2024. This is Paul Truesdell, and rather than two Pauls in a pod, just be me today. Tomorrow we'll do the two Pauls in a pod, but they say we get started.
Do what you like, are good and profitable at, and control.
I miss that sexy smile.
The Paul Truesdell podcast is produced in Ocala, Florida, one of the nation's fastest growing retirement meccas and America's premier horse capital, at the Truesdell Professional Building, also known as the Truesdell Alamo.
Well, unfortunately for three people who were murdered recently in Mexico, two Australians and an American, went down there to go surfing, have a good time. Apparently, they were executed. A couple of bullet holes to their heads. They were found in the Baja California area of Mexico. And again, it was a triple homicide, execution style. All I gotta say is when you go to Mexico, you are taking a risk. End of story.
What's the next thing to talk about?
Well, let's see what's next. I don't know about you, but I am so sick and tired of Google and Yahoo and Zippity-Doo-Dah-Day, all of the search engines out there that give us these wonderful articles that are meaningless. They're just repeats of the same old garbage over and over and over. Rehash, 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 and you've got ads everywhere. Oh my God, if ever there was an opportunity to seize control over searching, it would be, oh, that's right, we do have an idea, and we're going to be announcing that fairly soon.
Okay, search is awful and you have a plan, but it's confidential for now. That said, what's next?
You are going to read endless articles about the stock market crashing, the bond market crashing, how everything's going to heck in a handbasket. People asked me recently, are we going to see a recession or are we going to see a depression? Well, we're going to see probably a pretty good healthy recession coming up. But more importantly, are we going to be able to make what needs to be made and blow up what needs to be blown up in the coming war? Are you familiar with what's going on in Lithuania? Are you familiar with what they are doing and the trenches? The anti-tank trenches that they're digging on the border with Russia. The question is, when Russia, which has got more ammunition, they're making it hand over fist. Boy, they're just doing it right now. Did you know that? Not being reported in the mainstream news, not being reported that China launched their third aircraft carrier. There's a lot there to unpack, and I'm not going to do it here today. I'm not going to talk to you about the first one or the second one or the third one, but there is a lot of manufacturing going on in Russia right now. They are stockpiling ammunition because it looks like they're expecting a ground war. And if they go after Lithuania and they go after Latvia and Estonia and they try to take them back over because, you know, Belarus is right there, Russia's there. Will the Polish come in? Will they go north from Warsaw? Will the Finnish and the Swedes and the Norwegians come in and bail them out? Will European Union go in there? Will we start seeing World War III? Oh, hell's bells. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are in the middle of World War III right this second.
And so, does the endless printing of money by the Treasury bother you?
Well, let's see here, boys and girls. Every single minute that you listen to this podcast, United States Treasury, well, they're minting cash like never before to the tune of $2 million of new cash every single minute. Yippee-ki-yay. You know, when you do this on a regular basis, when it continues on and on and on, when inflation gets higher and higher, and for all of you who are retired, 55 and older, you're living in, oh, any kind of retirement community, or not. The first 10 years is easy when you retire. I can guarantee you're sweet bippy that's the case. But with inflation, I got news for you. Rule of 72, if inflation is 10%, that means in, correction, 7%, that means in 10 years, it's going to cost twice as much. So if you're living on $100, $120, $130, $40, let's say $50,000 a year. Let's use that. You're living on $150,000 a year. If we keep this pace, 10 years from now, it's going to cost you $300,000 a year to live. Clients of mine, sleep well at night.
Swine flu, Wuhan flu, also known as COVID, and now bird flu. Do you have a forecast?
Do I have a forecast? Yes, I have a forecast. And I can absolutely guarantee that you're going to find a lot of people who live in urban areas freaking out when they see a bird or a bunny rabbit or a raccoon or a coyote. Because listen, they've already said polar bears and red foxes and penguins and dairy cattle, they're monitoring wild animals because this kind of a thing starts in wild animals and moves into human beings. So they want to kill mammals, kill the seals, kill the red foxes, kill the lions, and you're going to see it. You're going to see people lose their cookies.
Well, you know, if you wouldn't eat the cows and you were just a vegetarian, we wouldn't have to have cows and they wouldn't get the flu and we wouldn't get sick.
I got news for you. This stupid, idiotic, knee-jerk reaction behavior is going to continue again. And it is what it is, what it is. About every 4 or 5 years, this kind of stuff just comes up. It's an influenza. It's transmitted. But again, the people who are talking can't tell you the difference between RNA or a DNA virus. But by God, so help me God Almighty, those paper masks will save you along with a vaccine that has never been tested before. But that's okay. We'll make them immune from liability and everything is good. Just trust Uncle Fauci and Uncle Joe. They know what to do.
You are a bit, well, more than a bit sarcastic today. What's up?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I got to tell you, journalism is something I really do believe in. Unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of the journalists that I have ever met were utterly stupid and moronic. Barely able to put a sentence together, a coherent argument. They allow their emotions to get in the way of actually just reporting the news. And that's all we ever really want. You know that, and I know that. We just want the news. So now, it's so sad. So sad, right? Because the news industry is collapsing. And there's an article that says its soul is down with it. Soul? These people are soulless. They didn't give a damn about you and I and what is going on. They always have to put their spin on it. They're always being Woodward and Bernstein stirring up problems, especially some of these local yokels that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, always stirring up trouble. Well, we don't care about that. We just want to know facts. They're limping along. They're doubting their own future because they have no future. Oh, they used to have a lot of swagger. Oh, we're telling the story, the complete story. Hogwash. They've never told the full story. So a lot of us, yeah, you use Facebook, you use friends, you use all sorts of different things. You know, there's no controversy. News as we know it in the past is dead. Oh, Paul, you can't say that. Why? Have you ever heard of the town crier? Probably not. Have you ever heard of a soapbox? Probably not. Have you ever heard of the town bulletin board? Probably not. Have you ever heard of the town gazebo? Probably not. But you know, back in the day, you used to have small towns. Have you ever got out of your glass and cement and high-rise jungle that you live in, and when she went for a drive in what I call real America, you had small towns and you had coffee shops, not McDonald's, not Burger King, but real coffee shops where they knew your name. Hey, Flo, you walked in and Flo knew your name. Hey, Paulie, how you doing? Right? Paulie Walnuts, what's going on? You know, in New York, they used to have lots of bodegas. You know, you had a lot of those kinds of places. You knew everything and you had the town gossip. You had the neighborhood gossip. You knew what was going on. Was it gossip? Yeah. It was also news. So what's a town crier? It used to be, hear ye, gather far and near. We're going to tell what the news is today. They used to read the news when they were rolling cigars in Ybor City. Do you know what Ybor City is? Y-B-O-R. You pronounce it Ybor. Ybor City, just to the east of downtown Tampa. It's part of Tampa. And you know what? And those guys from Cuba, all of them folks from Spanish heritage, they used to have a fellow sit back and he would read the news and read stories. Oh, the original podcasting before radio. Yeah, people have been talking to each other. We don't talk to each other anymore. We scream at each other. We listen to the news. We listen to people opine. You get five seconds new. Donald Trump is on trial today. That's the only thing. We know that. Then they get into screaming and hollering about he fell asleep and this person was screaming. We don't care. How about some actual news? How about reporting on things? Oh, like it is really dangerous to go to Mexico, especially if you're surfing because you might get killed. So the news, if it's going down. So what? I mean, literally, so what? We used to have community bulletin boards. We used to have town squares. Cities used to be smaller. It used to be green space in between cities. You knew when you were going from one place to another. Now it's like a line in the road. Well, you had a car accident. Well, whose is it? Is it the Duda City or Dada City? Well, I don't know. It's on the line. Well, we'll just stand around here with our thumbs up or you know what's waiting for the highway patrol to come around. Okie dokie. Look, here's the problem. Journalists need to change. How about just going back and telling the facts? Just the facts. facts. And because of that, we've got something that we're going to be announcing pretty damn soon, because it's increasingly impossible to know what's going on. Look, the days of Katherine Graham, Ben Bradley, the Washington Post, you know, those days are gone, and they should be. And one of the things, again, granted, they broke the Watergate story, right? Woodward and Bernstein. But in the decades, we're tired of it. We're tired of it. And I can tell you what else is going to happen here very, very quickly. The cult of personality in political elections is going to wane. Somebody's going to figure out. They're going to figure out that political parties need to have real platforms, and real discussions over real issues need to be talked out. At the same time, you're going to see more and more people beginning to realize the heavy influence that Russia and China have on our children, our news, our political parties, and many of our bloviating pundits and politicians who survive based upon a cult of personality. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it is a phrase used to emphasize a statement, often one that the listener may find hard to accept. It suggests that the person should take time to reflect on what has been said, similar to smoking a pipe and contemplating.
You are listening to Paul Truesdell the Elder on the Paul Truesdell Podcast, Two Pauls in a Pod. Today, it's one Paul, Paul the Elder. Now, this is important. Due to our extensive holdings and our clients, you should assume that we have a position in all companies discussed and that a conflict of interest exists. By listening, reading, or using this document, video, podcast, and/or website in any manner, you understand the information presented is provided for informational purposes. Let's get back to today's episode.
Now, let's continue with the news. And you're disgust with news. Where are you going to find news about the unrest on college campuses?
Okay, let's be very blunt and matter of fact. We have long created a number of news sources that are not news sources. News in the sense that it's a commercial or not-for-profit organization. Instead, we look at people who are streaming video, people who are blogging, people who are on site, and you curate your own group of subject matter experts and you have an ongoing dialogue, bypassing all of the opinion pieces and people that just simply regurgitate what somebody else has said, you ignore them, and eventually you just get rid of them from your sphere of influence. In other words, every single person should understand that we're engaged in what is basically known as data aggregation. If you've ever heard of the Drudge Report, well, the Truesdell Report is the same thing. We just don't have crazy screaming headlines and we don't have advertising. It's internal, and we have our people, and we've brought on some people recently to add to this. But yeah, a lot of like Twitch, T-W-I-T-C-H. Twitch streamers are oftentimes the go-to place for what's going on college campuses. You see what's going on literally through the barrel of their screen right now. Forget going to news organizations. You know, what news organizations will do is they'll go, oh my God, Columbia has canceled commencement ceremonies after weeks of campus protests. Yeah, I got news for you. Just like they showed on Saturday Night Live, this past Saturday, if I'm paying the tuition for a child to go to campus, to go to college, and the campus doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to let my kid graduate after the hard work he, she did, yeah, not happening. So this is actually good. Maybe some of these colleges that need to fold and go bye-bye will fold. Look, there are many, many jobs, 100 million jobs that don't need a college degree. And a lot of you are getting college degrees that are never going to be fully used. I get it. You want a degree, but learning is not predicated upon getting a piece of sheepskin. There are those who are smart. They should be in college campuses. They know how to critically think. But let's get real. Do you want to have $200,000 or $300,000 of debt, or do you want to make $200,000 or $300,000 real quickly after just a few years in the private sector? Oh, and then you went to class by way of Zoom and you didn't get to go to your college commencement. You didn't go and walk with your motorboard because a couple of people, minority groups in this country, have screwed it up again for everybody. You get where I'm going? It's the same problems with the same people over and over. It's time to have a real discussion.
Okay, let's do one more item. How about Russia and nuclear weapons? What are your thoughts?
Okay, boys and girls, listen very, very carefully. Gather from far and near, lend me your ears, because Uncle Paulie, Grandpa, is going to talk to you about nuclear weapons. Stop worrying about them. All they are big things that go boom. You have been led down the primrose path of fear for far too long. Franklin Roosevelt said in a joint session of Congress when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Now, I'm not a big fan of Roosevelt, but I got to tell you, that's a true statement. So the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. I can absolutely guarantee you we have a nuclear weapons arsenal and the capability to clean the house of Russia and China and North Korea and any other two-bit, tin-cup piece of crapola dictator out there in a blink of an eye. Now, China, yeah, I get it. They're building their navy. Let's talk about that in conjunction with Russia recently testing some more of their nuclear weapons. Look, Russia is between a rock and a hard place. They don't have the population. They're bringing in fighters from the Congo. It's a house of Babel over there. You have these people who can't communicate with each other. It's not like we have it here. And remember, my son and I have talked repeatedly to you about the importance of non-commissioned officers, something they don't have. Non-coms. Any of you guys and gals ever been in the military? You know what I'm talking about? Well, they ain't got them, folks. They ain't having them. If you've ever been in law enforcement, you know that a law enforcement agency is only as good as the sergeants. They basically don't have it. You got a bunch of grunts, you got officers, and the officers oftentimes steal everybody blind. They take nickels and dimes off the corpses of dead people. It is bad. China, yep, they got another aircraft carrier, but it is not a nuclear aircraft carrier. They got a couple of 10 boats over there. Maximum throw, 1,000 miles. It is 1,000 miles. They can get out and they can run around and cause problems with, say, Japan, for example, in Taiwan. But here's the thing. What you need to talk about is, do you have the intestinal fortitude as a retiree? That's right, I'm speaking to retirees now, to look beyond your Social Security check, beyond your monthly stipend, beyond your peace and tranquility in your home, and actually think about the long-term issues that your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the many generations ahead face. We have issues that need to be addressed. They need to be addressed now. And yeah, I'm on a rant today because I'm sick and tired of the same old thing. Cult of personality and no damn principles. Just got to tell you, it is what it is, what it is. And so with that, tomorrow it is Two Pauls in a Podcast, the Paul Truesdell Podcast. This was a short version. I'm out of here. Every once in a while, you got to get it out of your system. Tip a canoe, Tyler 2, I'm done.
You have been listening to the Paul Truesdell Podcast. For additional items, serious to humorous, wisdom to occasional outrage of various degrees, visit paultruesdell.com. That's paultruesdell.com.
Paul Grant Truesdell.
Roger that. Dust off in five. On the floor, now!
The Paul Truesdell Podcast is sponsored by Truesdell Wealth Incorporated, a true fiduciary-based investment advisor. If you want a mealy-mouthed, weak sister, oh-so-politically-correct investment advisor, do not, repeat, do not consider Truesdell Wealth. We follow the Truesdell philosophy of say what you mean and mean what you say. There's no hogwash allowed at Team Truesdell.